have some level of politics. And you'll see, he'll go, oh, let's see. He's probably in his office. And he'll be sitting here looking at a book when you walk in.
Greetings.
Ah, greetings.
Good day.
You two... I just got the papers. Lee, you. Mm-hmm. Whitman, Liam.
That's correct.
Ah, good to see. How can I help you?
I found some interesting information.
Oh?
When our lodge was being made, it was leaked that where it was, and it was attempted to be infiltrated by a cabal group called Sons of Fenris, who are cannibalistic in Germany. It seems that they have a marking of a wolf in their underarm. So, I guess you could pass that along to the lodge there.
Very well.
And tell them to watch out for those people.
I'll send a telegram.
And also, we need to do something about the museum. It is accumulating a massive amount of magical artifacts. And some of them came from the Cabal directly.
We do have a reliquary here at the estate. If you can... If they should fall into your hands, we can take care of them here.
Much like the Marshal, if you have...
By the way, he's a young man with dark hair and dark eyes and looks vaguely Eastern European. He's dressed in a long leather coat and appears unarmed.
Appears?
I'm just saying what his description is.
That's the information I wanted to bring in.
Because yes, like that recent blade of Kali, that seems rather pressing.
Keep your eye on it.
Yes.
I, too, have some things. I may need to speak with you within a few days' time.
Still nailing down the information?
Yes, nailing down room. I was recently in the Americas. Speaking with... an important lodge member there.
We were there fairly recently as well. Well, Canada.
I was more Midwest and South.
So, I guess we'll talk to you in a few days?
Yes.
Good day.
Good day to you as well. Best of luck to you, and keep your eye on any more relics that seem to be moving through. Have you spoken with the curator?
Yes, he doesn't believe in the supernatural at all, and he wants to put it out on display.
That must be Winfield?
Yeah.
British Museum? My father would probably know what to do.
Shoot him?
Well, I will attempt to figure. I'll attempt to figure this out.
I am the other voice in the head. You need to shoot him. He's a werewolf. Silver.
Shh.
Don't be afraid. He won't bite you. Crossbow to the heart.
You'll see that he basically comes in and has someone kind of write down all the stuff, and then that messenger runs off to, like, basically the library.
Well, I suppose then we've relayed the message.
Yeah. I guess we go back to watching general stuff in our own lodge.
Well, it seemed rather lackluster response, but, I mean, I know they're undermanned.
It's chain of command. We gotta wait for the information to be spread and such.
Yeah. And honestly, it's technically our job to take care of this stuff, too.
Yeah,
that's why I was talking about they're undermanned. We might need to take care of some of this stuff.
Anyway, so we'll go ahead and cut scene to you guys sitting there, bored, out of your mind.
So, at some point, we need to bust into the museum and steal all the magical artifacts.
No, we cannot steal them, but we need to acquire the stolen goods that were sold by the corrupt government of other countries.
Yeah, put them in the Von Helsing.
Yes, and give them to the people that can actually protect them.
Alright. Basically, one night, you guys are kind of sitting there, basically in, like, the rafters guarding the museum. Because, basically, that's the feel you kind of got from the Von Helsing estate is, yeah, go ahead and go deal with it.
I'm not sure that I would be hiding in the rafters, but...
Well, you don't want to necessarily alert the museum night guards either.
Well, that's what I mean, though, is I'm not sure that I would be hiding anywhere.
You can hide, despite having a sword of honor. Paladins can hide, too.
Yes, but
no, they can't.
No,
their armor ability is so high.
Fuck past fuel.
Right, what I'm trying to say is... I'm trespassing. I'm going to pull it off.
Yes, but at the same time, it is your duty to take care of this.
Yeah, I suppose that outweighs it.
And of course, you know, if a guard actually catches you, then you could just say, you know, I'm a concerned citizen. And I'm a concerned Englishman.
Yeah, they'll totally buy it.
with a proper application of money?
Mm-hmm. You can bribe people. That's against the law.
Not technically.
Yes, technically.
I don't think there are any anti-bribery laws in Britain right now.
I don't know.
I don't think it was on the recruitment or application list when you wanted to become a guard, saying you cannot be bribed.
If someone presented you with money, would you say, would you turn them down? Yes.
Let me find an appropriately large statue.
Here we go.
Is it going to
probably be... Probably is a space marine.
Okay.
Are you sure you don't want to use the, Hive Tyrant or a Carnifex? They've got multiple arms.
Excuse me.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5... And 6.
Stop being tired, jeez.
Stop whining. Stop whining.
Stop all whining.
No.
I'd give you my soda, but I'd drink it all.
I'm trying to give up soda anyway.
Never gonna give you up. Gonna let you down.
Nobody likes the Mountain Dew because it has stayed in there for about a week.
I like Mountain Dew.
Alright. Go ahead and give me notice checks.
Yeah, 3.
5.
Nine.
You got a 3? Alright, Jessica, you're kind of bored.
I'm looking for people that aren't there.
You two, you can kind of hear like a group of people moving this direction. You know, several footsteps. Ivan, you could have sworn you also hear the footsteps, but, you know, kind of a ways back over here, you also hear a... Oh!
I believe they're being infiltrated.
That's a eater.
We have a...
Charlie's a Terminator.
We have action.
I draw my knife from my boot. Remember, wait until we actually find out if they're here to steal something or just
beating up guards.
Does the painted space ring represent anything different, or is
this that one? No. Here, let me go get a non-painted space ring for you.
Okay.
The guy in the jetpack does represent something different.
Remember, these are space marines. They will not go down.
They're here to steal some Terminator armor, apparently.
You have stolen one of our brethren. We are here to reclaim him.
Okay.
They are space marines.
It took two Tyranid hive tyrants to take him down. That was so funny.
It took the almost my
entire... You were aggravated at that time, though.
It took almost my entire army to take out a single group of pink horrors. Why? Because Steven kept rolling sixes on his invulnerability save.
That's one of the reasons why I hate him playing,
Demons?
Demons. Because he is awesome at making saves. No matter what the save is, he will make it statistically above average. Therefore, my entire guard was built around, you do not get a save!
That's what's annoying, because it's like, my freaking fire warriors, basic troop, 2 to wound, killed 1 per volley!
Mm-hmm. Anywho, as you guys are kind of sitting there in the rafters, remaining fairly silent, you guys see a group of about 6 Indian workers. And directly behind them, you can see this shaved head, heavily tattooed guy, not necessarily the one you saw, and he's actually kind of got a bare chest. You'll notice that he's got this huge strand of, like, mega beads. We're talking, like, you know, heavy iron ball type of stuff. And he's got all sorts of tattoos. Specifically, you'll notice, like, a few of Kali, actually.
Dalsim doesn't have tattoos.
Okay, it's tattooed Dalsim.
All of these guys...
Look at fire.
Actually, they've actually got basically cutlasses. They're actually wielding no crap swords.
I'll take aim.
And you can hear him basically say in Hindi, spread out! Get ready to take the sword from the statue.
I take aim for Daddy.
At this point, however, I do need stealth checks.
Stealth is a d4.
I got a 3.
Double 5. So that's a 5.
I got a 5.
I got a 6.
You got a 3. You got a 5. You got a 5. And they're all kind of going, alright, yeah.
Is this place well lit?
Yeah.
Damn. How are we hiding inside the walls?
You're in the rafters up.
Oh.
And as he kind of gets near the threshold, he kind of goes, smells cigarette smoke, and he points at you and goes, there! Who did this?
you smell the cigarette smoke, not the dust.
But you made a smell straight. At this point, it's cards time.
Did I get my aim?
No. Damn. It happened too fast.
Damn! I knew I should have put this thing out.
How long ago did you light that? It's through your fingers.
It burns so good.
Alright, Jessica, you're the first to react to being spotted.
They're here only for the sword.
They're here only for the sword.
Why not the entire statue?
6 guys aren't carrying that statue.
It's easy to get a sword out, not so easy to get a statue out.
I suppose I'll attempt negotiations, since we speak the same language. I suppose I'll start talking in Hindi, so they at least know my lineage. Like, hold on! Why are you here? Just the sword, not the entire statue.
Who do you think you are? Kill her! We don't want any witnesses!
Okay.
What are you doing with the rest of your action?
I get the rest of your action?
Yeah, talking's free.
Talking is a free action.
Guess I have to shoot them then.
Yes, you do have to shoot them.
Alright, let's make some noise. And get spotted. Seven,
you'll hit. Which one are you shooting? Just one of the normal guys?
Sure.
Alright.
9.
9.
Yeah, one of these
princesses. Right. Next in line is
Ivan.
Knife.
Knife, baby. Do 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 ch do 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 do.
At least it wasn't double ones. I guess it wouldn't matter.
This would have
but
5.
Oh, that's right.
5, you're
right. Under pressure.
Actually, hold on.
1, 2, 3. What's your throwing? It's every 3, right?
Yeah.
You'd actually need a 6 for that guy.
You rolled a 5. Do you have the plus 1 throwing? 6? Okay, you'll just hit. Four. He will... It scuffs his shirt. And he is not pleased with that. Right.
Obviously I have rope prepared. I will just swing down and charge and...
Give me an agility check. Simple enough.
In fact, that is a 9. Because it's an agility check.
You, sir, will
10.
Hit with a raise. Push him down on me. Push him down.
A string. Eight, 9, 10, 15.
Alec! Make an agility check?
I was just dropping.
That's still an agility check.
If you want to do anything else.
You're fine.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shank!
You mean shank?
It's a dagger.
Oh, you don't need your hatchet?
I probably didn't carry my hatchet with me since it's not really easily concealed in the city.
Well,
that is true.
Five.
We'll actually miss. Cultist time!
They're always cultists, aren't they?
Alright. Since they're fanatics, they'll wild attack. Except. These guys are actually fighting DA. Alec, I'm gonna hit you with a raise, because that's a 17. Does a 17 get 4 above your parry?
My parry's an 18.
Damn! Strength. D6. So they're just good fighters. 12, 15, 17.
My toughness is a 9.
That's 2 wounds, actually. He cuts you good.
Man, these guys are good.
Notice how broken they're like.
These aren't misguided minions. These are actual cultists.
That's a D10.
That's a good question. Where is that D10? You suck.
Nice.
18.
Ryan. pair of fives.
Nope. My pair is an 8.
So what just happened there is I just got stabbed through the shoulder and ignored it.
Basically, it slashed across your duster instead.
Oh, okay.
Your duster's now got a nice slash mark.
It's probably not the first time. I probably have some skill at sewing because of this.
He will go ahead and blast both of you with a bolt. 2 hits. He's going the 3d6 version. Alec, we're looking at 13. 16? That's only 1 wound this time. As this bolt of blackness comes out.
No, having a 9 toughness is actually very nice.
Yes, it is. Let me tell you, my last game, I was the toughest character. You will take that wound, sir.
Okay, I ignore it anyway, so...
But you are shaken.
Yeah.
Ryan, you're looking at 11. 14. What's your toughness?
5.
That's 2 wounds, sir. That hurts. You will take 2 wounds if you so choose.
Do you have any armor?
No.
Okay.
I'm the only.
You walk around in a leather costume, Kitty.
It does.
Raw. I still think you should get claws or something.
Raw. Five.
I want five claws.
You will soak one, so you're at one wound and shaken. And then he will walk past you guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Because guess what? Now that you're shaken, you can't take a task of opportunity.
A task of opportunity.
I will get the blades. Keep them distracted.
Okay.
You're just surprised. That hurt. Oh my goodness. Sure, you ignore the penalties, but damn, that hurts. Jessica.
Yo, do you know what type of magic was on the sword?
No.
Damn.
She's... I'm a psychic, damn it.
I'm a psychic, not a mage, damn it.
I don't know what you can do.
Bound inside is a demon of pride. I'm shiny. I'm the shiniest sword there is. Go ahead, contest me.
Apparently the revenants are actually portions of a demon of pride.
Ivan, do you want this card?
I convinced them that I'm someone important.
I would not play that here.
I'm not sure that I could effectively use it from my position.
Oh, how about this? The statue but comes alive.
I could see it's useful.
Well, you know, if you want to play it.
Actually, yes, go for it and hope she's in our favor. Yes.
Yeah. No. Because I can see how it could be useful, but I don't think I could use it from my position.
What would happen if I convinced them I'm so important? Would they kidnap me?
Yeah. They steal the sword and kidnap me.
That's how I draw aggro from now on. I just keep getting the somewhat important card and I convince everyone I'm important.
He's got to be important. He looks important.
And eventually enough people think you're important that you actually are important.
Why is he important? He's important because he's known as being important.
If I played that card enough, could that actually happen?
No. Everyone knows he's important.
I am about to go grab the blade, so I couldn't use it.
I was going to threaten to destroy it, but I don't have my gun out, so...
Your gun wouldn't do anything worse.
Well, maybe I have magic bullets. They don't know.
Magic bullets.
Your bluff's that good.
Persuasion is a
D6. I still prefer the collector particle.
It's not amazing, but it's decent.
You know what? Even in my biotic game, I just wound up doing slam. Slam. I don't have to aim with this. Slam. Entire final fight. Oh, look, I'm dodging your missiles. Oh, look, I'm dodging your slam. Ow, my eye.
Slam is an awesome power.
Okay, well, I will move to the statue.
Are you jumping down or moving along the rafters?
Along the rafters.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do you want to run?
Sure.
Roll d6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go directly behind the statue.
Behind it or above it?
Above it.
Okay.
Within range of the blade if you want to do something.
Okay, well, I ran this
one. All right, you ran. That was random. Ivan. You are down two knives.
Draw both knives. Drop one.
Alright, you mean utility check? Eight. You succeed easily. Yes, you fall with style. You've been dying to do this. You've been planning this. You've had it running through your head. You practice at night at the launch. Both daggers out.
Got five, which is a miss, I bet.
Yeah. As he seems deflecting.
Eleven
will hit. With a raise. No, just outside raise, I'm sorry.
Oh, I can't take arcane resistance.
Nope. Yeah.
Background feed only.
I was tempted.
You can always bet me.
No,
I can't. You have to take
out. Oh, that's right.
You can have
me. Ryan, you are wounded and shaken, sir. First is a spirit check. Eight minus one is seven. You unshake.
Okay.
Go this turn. They continue cutting you. As by the order of the high priest. Chappy, chappy, chappy. I'm really going to chop Alec up. 18 and 10. What's your parry?
Five.
Two hits with the raises. Chop,
Choppy, 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 choppy.
Nine, 11. It's a second shake, that'll be a wound.
Soak it. Soak it good.
Well, if you
wait for
the other guys, can you soak them and get rid of
them? No. Second blade does 8.
My toughness is a 9.
Okay. You're still wounded.
1.
Yeah, you're still wounded.
Would I be shaken, though, since I soaked? Got a 15.
You have to absorb both the wound and the... Yeah, you're unshaken, I think. Don't quote me, though, and it might change later, but that's what we're running right now, okay?
No, that's fine. Oh, if I want to get pulled off...
9?
My parry is an 8.
Ha-ha!
That's up my fighting to a D8 if I want to get blocked.
Under pressure. 7? 9? 11! That's a wound, sir. I wound you.
That's his tanking. It's all parry. There's no toughness there.
So my toughness... Do I want to take improved nerf and steel, or if I can get blocked next time we advance?
The absorb rule. And the shaking the ghost with.
I'm fighting for D6.
No! This. How dare you! Alright.
Yeah. Oh, I hefted up my. Damn, did I get to.
You are this bolt.
I didn't.
It takes one full raise up, you're fighting.
You took my fire, and that didn't go.
It hits.
One chuck. That's all you did.
Oh, we're still in that round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna hit Jessica, but he's gonna miss you. Because he has to actually hit your parry when he's casting on you in melee. So he will miss you. But he will hit you with a bolt of darkness.
No.
14.
When I say
23.
Jesus.
Apparently my dice took it personally. 24.
That's 3 wounds.
What's your toughness?
Fire tonight.
6.
6? That is 4 wounds.
Ooh.
Oh, 6? 7. We'll soak 1. You'll be a 3 and wounded.
Again.
Nope. Nope. 3 wounded and shaken. Alright, you're at 2 and shaken. That's about as good as you're gonna get.
Rather.
Ah. You hold my power. Alec.
I can't shuffle and get to him this turn. You know what?
There is no free 5. If you leave their threatened area, you get an attack. So if you went here, you'd get 1 attack opportunity on you. Shank! Woo-wee! Oh, sorry.
Do you need an edge to do more
Sweet.
Than 1 attack?
Okay. You can never have more than 1 attack with your primary hand unless you take friends. Okie dokie! Whiff! Alright, Ivan has a joker. Well, hold on, Ivan. Don't play the card just yet, just in case you actually draw a joker. No, you did not draw a joker, but now you have a joker.
Good thing.
Right?
Yeah. Ivan has a joker.
Your deck hates me, Andre.
That it does. Go get your joker. A +2. It gives you a 4. Which will miss. That will give you a 5. That will miss. The second blade gives you a 7. That will just miss. He's got deflection on, okay? I already checked this out.
I know, at least probably not.
7! You're saving it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to get attacked, I know it. And I only get 1 save.
Ryan.
One wild attack, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
When did he activate it?
Hmm? When he entered the room. Actually, no. He would have activated after he downed the guard. So he's burned up 5 of his 30 power points. Plus the... 4 he's used now, so he's got 21 points left.
7?
7 will hit. He's then taking into account your wound penalties.
You did count the bolts, right?
6 then. What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You 6 then?
Yeah. 6 will hit. You're only at 1 wound, right?
Yes.
Well, Michael,